As you've heard across the weekend, television icon Bert Newton passed away. He will receive a state funeral in Victoria, such as the calibre of his legacy, I guess. The 83-year-old died on Saturday night in palliative care after complications from surgery to amputate his leg. It's no surprise to anyone. He's been unwell for quite some time. He passed away just 10 minutes after his beloved wife, Patty, had left the hospital. Bert Newton spent more than six decades in the entertainment spotlight. It's incredible, isn't it, when you think of a career of that sort of longevity. Radio, television, and on stage, becoming one of the country's most loved personalities. There was a lovely tribute article in the Sydney Morning Herald yesterday, and I quote, it said, "It's difficult to capture the wattage of Newton's early stardom except to imagine, if you will, a world where there are just a handful of television channels, each commanding what would seem now like record-breaking ratings. In those days, single channels were empires, and the fortunes of many rose and fell around them." Maybe that's the key to the reason why many are saying there will never be another like Bert Newton. Dr. Daryl Sparks is from University of Southern Queensland. He's a scholar of many aspects of popular culture, particularly movies and television. Dr. Daryl Sparks, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to have a chat to you this morning. Isn't it interesting? Because I wanted to talk to you about, you know, the why perhaps so many are saying that there will never be another Moonface, another Bert Newton. But you listen to that grab, and does it start with that voice and that diction? You know, which I'm not being disrespectful of those who are on air in any capacity today. That would be dangerous in my case. But it's very different. You know, he was a gifted speaker, wasn't he?
Well, in a way, it's the end of an era for television, because Bert epitomised that, I guess, that more gentler time in television that we had back in the 60s, 70s, even 80s, before everything became reality television and stuff around. You know, that we had big names. You had Graham Kennedy, you had Don Lane, you had Mike Walsh, Ernie Sigley, all of these people have gone now. And Bert was sort of the last one of them in a way. So we're closing a door on television history here. And it's quite sad in its own way.
It is, but it's interesting. You know, I guess he was so revered. And do you think this is part of it? Because he, as that Sydney Morning Herald article said, he came at a time that the options were so much more limited. So I guess those who were on television, you know, were elevated to perhaps a higher space than we elevate television personalities now.
Well, we didn't have as many places to go with our eyeballs. It was funny, I was looking at statistics only a few months ago, and I saw there was an episode of Graham Kennedy's show that was done in the early 70s, where, I don't know if you remember, he pulled a cord, and a mic cord, and the whole set fell down. and that was watched by 6 million Australians, that episode, and there was only 15 million people in Australia. So almost half the population of Australia watched that one episode, whereas nowadays, you know, a television show is lucky to get a million viewers nowadays, because there's just so many other places to be. So television back then captured us, because really, apart from radio, that was the only, you know, entertainment that ordinary working Australians could access on a regular nightly basis.
Absolutely. Do you think, though, that the standard, and again, I don't want to sound like I'm sort of being negative about this, because I think it is an evolution. It's not a de-evolution. It's very much an evolution of what we like to see now. But do you think the standard of presenters has perhaps in any way sort of gone down slightly or than back in those days?
I don't know if it's gone down. It's definitely changed, though, because, you know, nowadays people's attention spans are so short that, you know, we have sound grabs and sound bites and things like that. You know, back then, television could roll out a lot more slower. And of course, back then, people were doing live television as well. You know, Bert and Graham and Don Lane, they were all doing live television back in the 60s, even the 70s. So, you know, it became quite, you know, nerve-wracking for them to be on there. So they had to be on their game all the time. Whereas nowadays, you know, shots are quicker, shows are quicker. Nothing's ever taped live anymore, except really the news. So it really has evolved over the years into what television is now. And some people say that's a good thing. Some people say it's a bad thing. But, you know, I don't think we'll ever see the likes of Bert or Graham or Don again.
Mm. It's interesting. I mean, even shows that are done live these days, you know, I think of, and I assume, unless I've fallen for some sort of con, that shows like The Project are still presented live. But we've, again, there's more people, you know, we seem to have embraced panel shows where, you know, for a start, it's all very scripted, presumably, but the bits that are ad-lib, if someone has a mental lapse or if there's some sort of, unexpected hiccup, there's other people on the panel that'll sort of pick up the slack. Even a safety net in that format, isn't there, really?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, well, they say they're live, but they're live-ish. They're pre-recorded, but they're pre-recorded, before they go to air, but not very much time before they go to air. So you've always got to have a bit of time in there nowadays in case someone does a fluff,
They
can be cancelled out and things like that. But, you know, I look back on Bert's career and, you know, he did so much over such a long period of time. And you think, do stars nowadays have this sort of longevity that the old stars did? I can't see it happening.
I don't know. I'm interested when you said that, it's live-ish. Why are we so afraid to do live television these days? You know, I mean, it's interesting. It's crazy, isn't it, though? Because if anything, you know, the evolution has become that we're so much more casual, you know, so we're so much more casual about, you know, perhaps even live crosses. You know, we've been quite happy during COVID to allow live crosses to be done via someone's Skype on their maybe, you know, very cheap, webcam, and now we've accepted that that's okay. People accept that. So, and yet when it comes to actual live TV, we're still too scared to actually do that. Why is that?
Well, you have to understand back then when these guys are doing live TV, you know, Graham Kennedy unfortunately had a breakdown. Bert had a breakdown in the 60s as well, because the pressures of live television are so extreme, because as a performer, you know, you've got to make sure that you're getting it right all the time, and you don't make any mistakes. Nowadays, people are more casual about live crosses and things like that because of the YouTube situation now, because YouTube is so immediate and so now that, you know, we sort of forgive the amateurishness, you know, the slight amateurishness and things like that of, you know, people filming things on their mobile phone for the news and things like that. So I think we're a lot more forgiving, but the pressure back then on these performers, you know, to get it right, because they were often the only ones up there, would have been enormous. So I can understand how, you know, both Bert and Graham struggled at times with this concept of live television and did drop in and out, you know, all the time.
That's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting to see that, you know, they were fallible and you know, while they did perform well under pressure, they paid the price, you know, but then it also made both of them such stellar performers. I mean, people like Bert Newton always had a gag and seemed to be so quick-witted, and obviously that was forged in the fire of live television. So there was a downside, but there was also a plus side, wasn't there?
Well, you know, you think back to when Bert and Patty got married in 1974. I mean, Bert was a superstar. Thousands of people came out to see that wedding, you know, lined up in Melbourne, on the streets of Melbourne, to see them get married. I mean, would that happen if Eddie Maguire got married today? Or, you know, Carl Stefanovic? Probably not.
No. I mean, it becomes tabloid fodder, but I think the interest on the ground, probably not so much, no.
Exactly, that's what I mean. So, you know, there was a reverence to television celebrities back then that isn't around today. And that's because, you know, they were like friends. They were like your father or your brother or your uncle or someone like that. They were people that people really adulated because they were so talented as well. You know, their talent was enormous. To be able to do that 5 nights a week, you know, Graham Kennedy's show and the Bert Newton show and Don Lane, they were doing that, you know, five days or five nights a week. in those shows. There was, you know, enormous workloads, but they always came up with the laughs, with the jokes, with the fun, you know, all of that sort of stuff that, that works so well. Gee, can you imagine putting a celebrity nowadays under that sort of pressure? It's hard stuff.